For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
It is Denver's home for today's comedy, Comedy 103.1. It's Big Mike, man. I'm always happy when I see this man on the schedule stopping by the station. And this weekend, he's at Comedy Works south of the Landmark, Half-Baked, Dumb and Dumber, Something About Mary. Just a few things he's done throughout his career, and he's back here. Harlan Williams, what's up, man?
How are you, Broheem?
Welcome back.
Yeah, what do you like, Broheem, Brochefios, or Brosh? Like, what do you...
I like Brosh. I've never been called Brosh, but I like
Brosh?
The sound of
what's
that.
What's up, Brosh? How are you, Brosh?
How you doing, Brosh?
I'm good,
like,
Brosh.
I'm taking that.
Yeah, that's good, right?
That's a shirt with an exclamation point, Brosh.
Brosh, yeah.
If you see anybody rocking that this weekend, it's me.
Brosh. You're my Brosh. What do you say? What's your like moniker?
I mean, probably just bro. I mean, I'm
bro.
Old school. I'm old school. What's up, bro? You know, I'm old school with it.
You ever do the long form, bro? Shefioshioshioshiosh.
I haven't gone old school like that,
dude. That takes a little work.
The youngsters don't know about it, so I don't want to like confuse
yeah.
them. You know?
Yeah, it's good though. It feels good.
Yeah, it does.
But anyway, sorry, dude. Good to see you.
I get lost about four syllables in. So
yeah,
it's all good, man.
A tough one. I had to go to DeVry to learn that one. Yeah.
Did you get the certificate?
I got it, bro. Did you ever go to DeVry for anything? Or
I haven't. I've seen their commercials.
Where'd you go?
I went to Community College of Denver.
And
then Metro.
What'd you study there?
First political science and then business management.
No way.
Yeah.
You like the poli sci, huh?
I like the politics. I'm into it.
You are? Why? What do you love about it?
Just something about, you know, I grew up and I'm just a fan of just how the governments work. And
yeah. Are you a news junkie? Like you go home and just watch the channels?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm definitely a news guy.
Fox or CNN? Do you watch all of them?
I watch all of them. CNN's my go-to, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm a guy that likes to see all the different point of views and see who's reporting what, how they report it. I was always a political nut, but there's no question right now it's more entertainment than even news now.
Yeah, like, yeah. It's more like a bunch of grown-up kids just gossiping, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, dude, it's nuts. I mean, 6 years ago, if you were watching these channels, I mean, it was very about politics. Now you're hearing about porn stars.
Yeah.
And you know, just
cray cray.
Firings every day. I mean, it's almost fun to watch. Yeah. If it wasn't so sad. I don't know.
How come you didn't go into politics, Brosh?
Why do you think I'm in radio? I'm trying to build a fan base.
Oh, that's
smart. And
then
I'll run for city council or something. And
you will?
No.
Oh. I could have been your campaign manager, Brosh.
The problem is the things I've probably done on radio have disqualified me from
office. Yeah, yeah.
However, who president is right now, I'm actually might be good. I'm actually probably good.
You look like a little angel.
I am an angel.
You're a sweet little angel.
I'm stepping in. You know, I did not plan on starting a political campaign today, but thank you.
Dude, Harlan. You're in. Brosh. Are you announcing right now?
Yes.
Right on. The Brosh campaign, Brosh.
Big Mike and freaking Harlan, 2020.
Vote Brosh.
Vote Brosh.
Yeah.
That'll be the shirts, man.
Vote Brosh.
My hat will be blue, though. I can't do the red hat.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to go plaid, Brosh.
A plaid hat.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. That was stand out.
Plaid it up, Brosh. Yeah.
Harlan Williams, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Miles City, man. What you been up to?
Great to be here, man. I went elk watching this morning.
You ever do that?
You know they have whale watching out in the ocean?
Yeah, I know that.
Here I did an elk watch.
Where did you do that at?
I was over at Walmart. Yeah. Aisle 4, I got a sighting. There was a herd.
Was there?
Yeah, they had clothes stuck in their antlers and squeaky toys. And
yeah.
Oh, there goes my phone. I better shut that off. It's probably
the elk committee.
It's the elk. You like the elks or what?
I've never found them at Walmart.
Dude, it's fun.
I've been going to the wrong Walmart.
Yeah, you probably went out in the woods or something, bro. Shefiosh. Go to Walmart.
That's where I thought you find them at.
No, they were there, bro. It was cool. And then the Walmart's cool because they got a grocery section.
Yes.
So I went over there, and there was a pack of Timberwolves laying into a pork chop. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Are you sure this is like an open Walmart?
Yeah, it's the one right over there on 14th and 9th where 12th crosses 28th.
Oh, that one.
Yeah,
awesome. That actually makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. So really cool. I love all the wildlife here.
Place where people that wear plaid go.
Yeah, and I was over in the gardening area. They got like the bald eagle swooped me.
Did they?
Right now, took off some of my hair plugs. I got like these Norwegian. I went to Sweden for hair plugs, and this baldy came down, a bald eagle, and just like clawed some of them out, bro.
I never knew why they called it a bald eagle until right now.
It wanted my plugs.
Yeah.
Because it didn't like being bald, so it's like, whoa, look at those. And they have great eyesight. They can spot hair plugs from a mile in the air, bro.
Those things are sharp.
They're sharp.
They're dangerous for the birds.
So he swooped down, and then I didn't even know they were indigenous, but I was over in one of the aisles. I think it was like tools.
Uh-huh.
Duckbill platypus slid out from under one of the shelves.
That's aisle three.
Yeah, aren't those like Australian?
No, they brought it in.
Really? What, that Walmart's awesome, dude.
It's my favorite.
Dude.
I mean, I don't go that often, but it's definitely my favorite. I don't get much shopping done.
I won't go at night. I don't trust the nocturnal. Like, I don't want to be, like, you know, trucking through picking up towels and bath supplies, and, like, a jaguar jumps me, you know?
Yeah.
Right? They can see in the dark.
I don't want any aisles where I have to worry about a lynx ending up on my back.
Right? You're just shopping. You don't need to be attacked or eaten. Right? Come on.
When animals attack, Walmart edition is just not what I do.
Remember that show To Catch a Predator?
Yeah.
Remember that guy, that big tall guy would walk out. There'd be some little kid was seducing guys. I got chocolate chip cookies in the oven. I'll be right out.
Are those at the Walmart too?
Yeah, no, but these idiots, I love they called it To Catch a Predator, and then this big tall guy would walk out. What's in your bag?
Yeah.
What's with the oatmeal cookies and the condoms? I always thought it would have been good if these pervs showed up and a full-blown African lion jumped out. So it really was To Catch a Predator, right? It's like
freaking Mamba just
These pervs go to try and do something illegal, and a full-grown African lion like rips their throat up, and they get what they deserve.
I mean, there's a lot of TV networks out there that are running out of ideas. You might be able to use that and make it happen.
To Catch a Predator.
A predator catching a predator.
Yeah.
Like, hey, got your shit. Ah, Jaguar.
Come on in the back. I got some lemonade. Come on.
We got Harlan Williams here at Comedy 103.1. He's at Comedy Works South this weekend. You can get tickets at comedyworks.com while you can. So, actually, some good news, great news this year. You actually are on Disney Junior.
Yeah.
Puppy Dog Pals got renewed, and you're going through another season right now.
Yeah, bro. It's a show I created for Disney Junior. It's called Puppy Dog Pals, and I do some of the voices, and I executive consult on it, and I write on it. It's my show. And,
do you animate it, too?
I don't animate, but I did do some of the design work.
Oh, okay.
And the show's a big hit, and people all over the world are watching Puppy Dog Pals. It's really blowing my mind a little bit.
How many voices do you do on the show?
I do the voice of the dog's owner. So the two puppies in it are Bingo and Rolly, they're little pugs, and I do the voice of Bob, their owner. And then I'll do like incidental voices, like if we need like a truck driver or a guy in the park or something, or I'll do like little voices on the side. So it's
fun.
Was
that like a concept you always had in your head, or what inspired you to want to get the show going?
Yeah, it was a concept. It was based on I had puppies running around my house, so I just kind of developed it off of that. And I took it into Disney and pitched it, and boom, there we go.
There
so now
go.
We got this crazy cartoon. All the kids are watching.
It's hard nowadays for shows to get another season.
Yeah.
You got some people watching, man.
Yeah, we're waiting to hear about season three. We're hoping we get that. But I started a Twitter page for fans of the show. It's at Puppy Pals Bob is the Twitter feed. And if you want to share pictures or stories or videos of Puppy Dog Pals stuff, you can go to at Puppy Pals Bob, and I'll be on there and feature your pictures or whatever. So it's good, man.
And you got your podcast, The Harlan Highway.
Yep.
And you're approaching 1,000 episodes. Like, you,
dude, yeah.
Sometimes, you know, when comedians come in, they'll give me like a press pack and they'll be like, oh, such and such podcast. And so just because I like to do my due diligence, I'll go look. And they haven't updated this thing in a year and a half. And I'm like, I better not mention that.
Yeah.
You're updating this frequently. You're almost up to 1,000 episodes.
Dude, it's crazy. Yeah, I didn't realize it, but I think I'm coming up on 9 years I've been doing my podcast. And it's The Harlan Highway. If anyone's interested, you can get it on iTunes or at harlanwilliams.com. And yeah, I didn't really know I'd be doing it this long, and I'm excited to hit 1,000 episodes. We'll see what happens when I get there. I'll be like, should I keep going or do I stop, you know?
Yeah, see how you're feeling.
Yeah, it's been a long...
1,000 is not an easy task, especially in the world of podcasting, because
it's
one of those things that everybody thinks they can do.
Yeah.
And they might be able to do it, but like after a week or so, they run out of things to talk about.
Yeah.
Or get bored with it, or... whatever. But yes, I mean, to do 1,000 and
it's a lot.
Still keep it kicking. That's awesome.
Yeah, I started off, I do it 3 times a week and it just got too, it's so work intensive. Yeah. So now I'm down to 1 a week every Monday. So check it out. It's free, y'all.
Yes, it is. HarlanWilliams.com.
Yeah. Y'all. Do you like that word, y'all?
You know, if I think about it, no, but I find myself using it a lot.
It's like two words, really, right?
Y'all.
It's like you and all squished together. Y'all. It's like
sometimes I write it, have to look and be like, do I need to use this word? But I can't think of any other words to use.
It's kind of lazy, right? Like people in the South, like they can't just say, how are you all doing? Like they're so lazy. It's just how y'all doing.
It's 2018. We're combining words.
Yeah.
Sometimes we're not even using words. We're just using emojis.
I got mad at a guy the other day and told him to foff. Is that allowed?
What were the two words?
I don't know. Yeah, it's just kind of like a word puzzle. You'll have to figure it out, but I had told some guy to foff. Yeah.
Foff.
It's kind of like, it's like y'all, but it's different words.
You know, I might have to use that too.
Yeah.
Foff, brosh.
Well, I was at an ATM and this guy was down in Tampa. This guy goes, hey, why don't y'all hurry up? And I said, why don't y'all foff? And I think I won that round, right? Did I win that round?
Did you?
Maybe not.
Did he foff?
He did, yeah. Actually, a hurricane came and picked him up, and he foffed real good, yeah.
He spoke that to existence then.
Yeah.
So you're here this weekend at Comedy Works.
Yeah, man.
Now, you've obviously been all around the country doing stand-up. When you see Denver coming up on your calendar, what does Denver for you mean, man?
Well, it's just I have a lot of history here. Like, not every market I've been going to consistently for my stand-up career, but Denver, I've been consistently coming here for, what is it, about maybe 18 years? So it's what's cool is when you come to a place like that, you build up a fan base. So Denver, I know you're listening. I want to say thank you because, you know, a lot of people here have been coming to my shows like every year, every second time I come through, whatever. So it's really special. There's only a few cities in America where I actually like go there almost every year, and this is one of them. So it really means a lot to be here, and it's a beautiful city. Mile high. I love measurements.
Yeah.
You know, I've always wondered how many kilometers high it is. It's probably like 8 or 9 kilometers high.
Yeah, you're asking the wrong guy. I don't know the transition. 5,280 feet.
It's probably about 70 kilometers high.
What's a mile?
Miles, 700 feet. And so I would say, I bet it's almost
5,280
miles. So it's about 300 kilometers high.
Okay, yeah.
That's a high city, bro.
But that's too many words. 300 kilometer mile high city or whatever, yeah.
Is there an edge to it? Like, you know, they say the world's flat and you can fall off the edge. Like, if this city's 300 kilometers or a mile high, like, can you drive off the edge? Like, how do you get here?
I think it slopes.
It's a slope.
I think it slopes down, yeah.
Got it. Okay, bro. I got you.
There'd be a lot of injuries and people would stop coming here. And everybody's high anyway, so like in other ways. So, yeah, that would be dangerous.
You got the weed thing here. How long? That's been like, what, 2 years now?
It's old school now.
That's
like whatever you said. That was old school.
Broshioshioshios.
We're kind of used to it now.
Is it working out? Like, is it been okay? Is the city hasn't like...
I mean, it hasn't burnt down like some people thought would happen if you legalized. And it seems like more cities are doing it now. California did it.
Can you drive high? Is it like a DUI?
You can still get a DUI. Yeah.
So how do they know? Do they have like a blow test? Like how do they measure?
I think they got something that can test like your I've never had to take part in it, but
that's got to be weird because you'd blow into it and their instrument would fill up with smoke and probably wreck it. You know, so it's like, damn.
Yeah, I don't know how accurate it is. I just try not to find out.
Or you could just blow all the smoke into the cop's face and he'd get a contact high and then you guys could go to Applebee's and there'd be no ticket. It would just be like a good night. It's like, Brosh, play your siren again, Brosh. Boop, 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 boop. Oh, that's awesome, bro. Chef the Oshie. Oshie, Oshie, Oshie.
Somebody drives by and says, Foff the police.
Foff the police. Foff you, cop. We're going to Walmart to bag an elk, Brosh.
Well, Harlan, I got to say, it's never not interesting when you're here, man. And,
thank you, brother.
We want to thank you for whenever you're in town.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I love it.
And hey, it's the first weekend of spring, everybody. Go see some comedy. Kick off spring right. Go to comedyworks.com. There's only a few tickets left, so you better go get them right now. Harlan Williams, thank you so much for making time for us.
Brosh, I'll see you later tonight over in aisle 4. We'll do some sprinklers and have some munchies.
I'll bring the cougars.
Okay? Elk jerky, Brosh.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.